Gary Jennings, you've come off the winner's ramp. A hugely proud moment for you and your family.
Yeah, without a doubt. To have them all here today just means how much it means to just not me, but to my family and to Rory's family as well, to have them all here. You know, they try to stay away when the rally's on, but it just shows you're there to support us all the time.
To win a rally once is a major achievement. To win it twice is fantastic.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I started out myself probably coming to this a couple of weeks ago, but the team got behind me and Rory got behind me and he assured me that we could do it. And yeah, I think we proved from the first stage on Friday morning that we could do it. And you know, the whole way through we've had good times. We've attacked the rest of the drivers when they're least expecting it in the morning time and got our big gap and we could relax this morning.
Well, Rory, fourth time. It doesn't get any easier, but the smile gets bigger.
Doesn't get any easier, Chris. It's the fourth time, all right, since I've won. We won memorably three times at Bertie Fisher in the early 90s and mid-90s, and it's hard to believe it's 20 years since we last won, but I just hope it's not another 20 that we win again.
And a particularly special moment with all your family members here to get that trophy after your late father.
Well, my father's very instrumental with the Donegal Rally for many years, and he's very instrumental with Shale and the sponsorship of the rally and the structure of the rally, and as part of the long-term planning for the rally. So obviously to come and win the trophy, it's in his name, is a very honourable and personal moment for me as well, yeah.
And the rally from the very first stage, you really went for it.
Our plan, Chris, was about 3 weeks ago when we figured out what way we were going to approach this, and it was the best chance we had of winning again. You know, because Declan had a new car and it's going to take him a bit of a while to get up the speed link, and we had it all to do to beat or push Dona, but nevertheless, we put the plan in place and it worked like clockwork. We never missed a beat. You were at the end of every stage yourself. Like, it wasn't a problem. Like, never put a wheel wrong. Gary drove absolutely brilliant. And, you know, like, people don't give him half enough credit for how good a driver he really is. Like, and I'm very proud to be his co-driver, and I'm very glad he asked me to go with him, because obviously he brings me to this situation here and this the end of this rally, and obviously a chance of winning my father's trophy. So.
And finally, it's a memorable rally. Not just that you've won it, but this is going down as one of the great rallies here in Donegal.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. I'm involved in the Donegal Rally for too many years to care to remember, but this is one of the most special ones for me anyway. And I think if you look around the crowds and the support that's here today and even throughout the whole weekend, credit to the Donegal Motor Club and Dual Energy who came on board to sponsor the rally. We're greatly indebted to them because it secures the long-term future of the rally, the long-term viability. And just on a personal note, I think it's just great to come here on Sunday evening. Everybody's out to enjoy themselves, and you see it's a great celebration.
Declan Boyle, second overall defending champion. It was always going to be a tough test with the new car, but as the weekend went on, you got better and better, and overall you must be really pleased.
Really pleased, surely, to come second there to Gary. And as you say, you know, with a left-hand drive car, a new car, and, you know, different setups and suspensions and everything else, it does take time to get used to it all. But as the weekend went on, we're getting closer and closer to the boys' times, so we feel there's good potential in the car.
And it really does augur well for the rest of the year.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're going to do a few bits and pieces now for the rest of the year, but the main thing is that we can get a set up for Galway International. That's the main thing at the moment.
And just a word about the rally in general. Very well organised, some new stages, some alterations, and everybody really pleased with the way it went.
Yes, well, as always, you know, Donegal, it's the best rally in the country. Even yesterday, you know, there's thousands of people out there on the stages, and well organised, and you know, Eamon McGee, Danny Gormley, all of the boys and a big crew behind them, and timekeepers, marshals, you know, that don't get thanks. Fair play to every one of them for standing out there in the rain and everything else.
Donna Kelly, you've had a great year in the Tarmac Championship. Everything just didn't go your way this weekend, but overall, looking at it, it was a great event.
Yeah, I think, you know, the crowds were reflective of just the hype around the event. We've seen them out on the stages. There certainly was a great buzz. You know, definitely a big congratulations to Gary. He drove a superb rally. He didn't make any mistakes. I obviously had a few errors and it cost, but you know, hopefully we'll dust ourselves down and come back next year and try again.